This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
The Taliban claiming responsibility for a rocket attack targeting Defense Secretary James Mattis shortly after landing in Afghanistan overnight.
30 rockets. Pentagon producer Lucas Tomlinson live at the Pentagon. He's been working this story and has brand new details. Lucas, this is a defense secretary that recognizes that sound.
Well, that's correct, Brian. If you remember, Defense Secretary Mattis led the first Marines on the ground shortly after 9/11. But let's get with the breaking news. Moments ago, Fox News has learned the Taliban claimed responsibility for a massive rocket attack at Kabul's International Airport. 40 to 45 rockets and rocket-propelled grenades landed near the passenger terminal just less than 2 hours after Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived with his entourage, which included the press. Now, I'm told that Mattis was in no danger. He'd already left the area aboard a helicopter, and the rocket attack was not near the location where he landed. But still, Brian, it's the same airport and certainly raises a lot of questions about security in Afghanistan 16 years after the 9/11 attacks. Now, Mattis a day ago was traveling in India, which might have put the Taliban on some kind of alert. It was not public that Defense Secretary Mattis would be arriving in Kabul today. He arrived aboard an Air Force C-17 cargo plane along with the NATO Secretary General for a press conference and meetings with Afghanistan's President Ghani. During a press conference a short time ago, Mattis spoke about the attack.
An attack on an international airport anywhere in the world is a criminal act by terrorists. It's designed to go after generally innocent people to make some sort of statement, and this is a classic definition of what the Taliban are up to right now. We will suffocate any hope that Al-Qaeda or ISIS, Daesh, Haqqani, or the Taliban have of winning by killing. I want to reinforce to the Taliban that the only path to peace and political legitimacy for them is through a negotiated settlement.
Now, Secretary Mattis arrived in Kabul just after 11 p.m. Eastern Time, about 7:30 a.m. local. Now, this is the first trip by Defense Secretary Mattis after President Trump announced a new plan for South Asia, for Afghanistan and Pakistan, where 3,000 additional troops would be arriving shortly in Afghanistan to join the more than 11,000 U.S. troops currently there. Now, already, the U.S. Air Force has been stepping up airstrikes in Afghanistan. There were more airstrikes in August than any month since 2012. Back to you guys.
All right. Lucas Tomlinson, live at the Pentagon with the breaking news. Lucas, thank you very much.
16 years later. That we've been in Afghanistan for 16 years, and it's still this dangerous?
Right. It's a good point, Abby. I would say this. They say the rules of engagements have changed, and I saw the Abadi make that statement over the weekend last week at the UN, mm-hmm. saying that it's night and day, the different philosophies under this Secretary of Defense and this mm-hmm. administration, and they are putting more men, but not to do the surge, but to change who we're hunting for and how to protect. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the goal is fight to win, is what President Trump said, if you recall, in his recent speech about Afghanistan, where he committed to the country in declaring during the primetime address back in August that U.S. troops must fight to win. This new strategy that they were talking about, 16-year-old war, includes sending roughly 3,500 more U.S. troops to Afghanistan to join the 11,000 already on the ground. So 16 years. As Shannon said, after the 9/11 attacks, Kabul is still being attacked by the Taliban. And General Joe Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said it's time to demand that Pakistan stop giving sanctuary to the Taliban. So close call there. Thank God, there was nothing other than, the four of the insurgents, I understand, were killed in the process. They were held off there by the forces there at the airport, and General Mattis was not in harm's way there. He had already left the airport 2 hours previously. Other things to take note of is what's happening in Puerto Rico. Boy, I'll tell you, we see the footage there, Scott, of what happened to that country. It is, I mean, they were already in trouble financially, looking to the government for, you know, some money to get through, and now they're absolutely devastated. I mean, it's incredible.
Form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour is time for my good friend Carl Gallup, senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. An Amazon top 60 best-selling author, conservative talk radio host heard nationally and internationally, also a prolific TV, radio, and print media guest commentator. Brother Carl, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Brother Bill. Hey, thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
Always an honor to have you here. And, of course, talking about what's, you know, one of the many things that is in your wheelhouse. You know, as one person said, that Carl Gallup has entered the Bible prophecy community like a comet, reeling off one best-selling book after another. No doubt, Carl, God has been using you, and, you know, we're grateful for your gifts and talents in so many levels, but certainly what you're bringing to the body of Christ and, dare I say, to the world at large, and that is your focus on Bible prophecy. You know, God gave us Bible prophecy, you know, for several reasons. Number one, to authenticate that he is God. There is no other God that knows the beginning from the end and has the audacity to share that with us, Carl. You know, I don't know other God that says, hey, this is what's going to happen. And we already know that two-thirds of the Bible, the written word of God, by prophecy has been fulfilled. We still await approximately a third. Boy, I'll tell you, when you have, you know, Billy Graham saying that these are the last of the last days, you know, Billy Graham does not make statements like that very lightly. You know, that tells you something is on the horizon, not to mention the fact that anything that would have any inkling or suggestion of last days, you have this sense that there's an increasing a nervousness, you know, yes, that's happening. Are you catching that as well?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. In fact, in my last two books, the most recent one, Gods and Thrones, and then the one before that, When the Lion Roars, I talk about that phenomena, and I document it from mainstream sources. You know, people around the world, or billions of people, know that something's not right. They think that something's getting ready to snap, and it's not going to be good. Many of those feel that it is somehow tied to some kind of end-of-day scenario. Now, first of all, thank you for your gracious introduction. Secondly, if the Lord is using me in the ways that you described, then I give him all praise and glory. I just know that, look, I was a cop for 10 years, criminal investigations as part of that career, 30-something years, 31 years as a pastor in one church, 3 or 4 years of ministry in another church prior to that. So I've got a lot of life experience, and I want your listeners that don't know me to know this. When you describe me as a guy that's speaking and preaching and teaching prophecy when so few will, first of all, that is a statistically accurate statement. So few are. preachers and people in the pews, so few of them are getting, teaching, preaching, biblical perspective on prophecy. But there are, there are some of us out there that are. But I want your audience to know I'm not a date setter. I don't run around with a sign saying the sky is falling. I am just an investigative student of the Word, a preacher, teacher, researcher.
Right.
And I know what the Word says.
That would say that we're all theologians. See, if you're a theologian, you're a constant student of the Word of God. And I consider myself a theologian based on that definition.
Yes, yes. And so we know what the Word says in context. Now, that's important. You got to be in context, which demands some understanding of the original languages and the entirety of the Scriptures so that you can tie verse to verse, precept to precept, principle to principle. And then you take that knowledge and then discern the times in which you're living. Look at the world around you. One of the things I do in my book, When the Lion Roars, is I just show the number of converging prophetic occurrences
they're lining up.
Well, they're lining up. They're converging, but we're the first generation in the history of the planet to see them happening. And they're not just happening. They're closing in on each other like a flood. And I talk about the return of Israel. I talk about the nations aligning from Ezekiel 38 all around Israel, the people in Israel that are talking about that, the Orthodox Jewish sages that are seeing the same thing, Christian leaders around the world leaders, political leaders that are talking about a soon coming World War III in the Middle East, Israel surrounded by enemies, Christianity becoming extinct in the Middle East. By the way, that's the headlines of a New York Times article. So everything I talk about is documented in mainstream media, the contextual Word of God, and not back channel conspiracy websites, but it's just, we could go on and on. I mean, ISIS, the civil war in Syria, the Arab Spring, borders collapsing in the United, in the European Union, the United States, on and on. I don't want to bore your listeners with all of it, but the bottom line is...
But they're feeling different parts of this, though, Carl, and this is the reason I wanted to bring this up, including, we didn't cover this a lot, because I'm like you, I'm not a date setter. I don't, Jesus made it really clear, and if he said it, I believe it. So, he said, hey, you'll find out when you find out, but, beware of people who set dates. And here recently, September the 23rd, which you wrote about, this another rapture prophecy debacle. And what made me sad as I was reading some of the commentaries, from people, that they were so excited. And one gal had said she would be greatly disappointed if it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And the way in which she expressed that disappointment, I said, how many other Christians like her share that sentiment? They get all revved up thinking, okay, this is going to be the day. And they get their things in order, and guess what? It's not the day.
Yeah, history is replete with these kinds of sad occurrences, which is why Jesus warned us, look, you're not to know the day or the hour. No man knows the day or the hour. There's no secret formula for a secret rapture secretly hidden in the Bible where a singular person or a little group of three or four people are going to discover it and bring it to the world. There's no teaching like that anywhere in the Scriptures. Mm-hmm. And you're right. I spoke to this issue of the September 23rd, and I'll give a quick history of it for your audience that may not know. But the bottom line, I spoke to it months before September 23rd. I was producing radio programs on it. I was doing interviews. I did some videos, some teaching videos. We put them all over our network. They went viral, warning people, please. And I didn't call names. I was not ugly. I didn't call anybody false prophets, and I didn't go out chopping people's heads off. But I was just trying to give clear contextual understanding of what Revelation 12 is about, because that's the passage that this so-called mathematical astrological formula was formulated from. And I was just telling people, look, that's not what Revelation 12 is about. The history is that years ago, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, when these computer programs started coming out with the signs of, with the planets, constellations, astronomy, computer programs, and there's some really amazing ones out there where you can go back in time, you can go forward in time, you can look at the night skies and see what's going to happen. And if as far as alignments go, that's when they started saying, look for September 23rd, 2017, based upon something that's said in Revelation 12. I hear the music, so I'm going to...
Yeah, it is. That's it. I was just going to give you a heads up that we've got to wrap this segment up, but we'll be back with another segment with Pastor Carl Gallup as we continue the conversation right here on Bill Martinez Live. We're going to talk about what our culture is dealing with right now, including the supervolcano sparks. You may have heard about that. Talk about doomsday fears. Stay with us.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all right now, all right now. Hey, hey.
Bill Rex
Charles music, huh? Why not? 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, I have to announce these songs because it takes me back to my old disc jockey days just for fun, Carl Gallups. I'm telling you. Hey, let's summarize what we were just talking about regarding, Revelations, was it Revelation 13 or Revelation 12?
Yeah, it was Revelation 12. And by the way, were you back around in the days when they invented radio? You said your old radio.
Yeah, with Marconi. I was there with Marconi. Yeah, I was holding the wires, you know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I kept getting electrocuted along the way. That's why I'm a little brain damaged to this day.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be silly.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Revelation 12, brother.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, you want me to kind of.
Yeah, yes. Go ahead and summarize it and wrap up the previous segment.
The bottom line is Revelation 12 is a lead-in to Revelation 13. Okay, well, obviously. Yeah. Well, what's Revelation 13? It's this revelation that in the very last days, six or seven years, before the return of the Lord, it is the rise of the Antichrist and the global system and the marking system and the globalist agenda. Boy, we're seeing that boil before our eyes
now.
Right. Well, Revelation 12 is a panoramic view that goes from Genesis all the way back to Revelation 13 to describe Satan's activity in all of this from the beginning. And anyway, it's filled with imagery. We don't have time to go into it. But people thought that they saw some kind of astronomical sign in the heavens, when the Greek word there is not even heavens or heavenlies, it's in heaven. John was in heaven when God gave him a revelation, and it was this panoramic view of why Satan hates Israel and the church so much, particularly in the last days, as he would pour out his wrath upon Israel and the church. And we're watching that happen right now, brother.
Exactly.
Israel surrounded by enemies. Christians have almost been exterminated in the Middle East, according to mainstream media. We're watching it right before our eyes. That's what Revelation 12 is about. It never was about setting a rapture date. And again, Christianity has been embarrassed by these guys, and people have been disappointed and hurt, and some have probably left the faith because of it.
Exactly. Well, we know that there are established patterns. God is consistent, same yesterday, today, and forever. He will not change. And interestingly enough, I just had a conversation with an extended conversation with Jonathan Kahn, who gave us The Harbinger.
Yeah.
Carl, his new book, Paradigm, boy, it brings all this stuff into perspective. And America is following the ancient blueprint that we saw happen in 2 Kings. With Elisha and the house of Ahab.
Yes.
And it names, dates, times, uncanny how he brings that all together. And, of course, our audience is going to be treated to that interview tomorrow right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Good.
But the book is out now. They're called Paradigm. And it ties in with the very things that you're talking about and brings it, ties a nice little bow about it.
Yes, Jonathan.
But it, yeah,
I'm sorry, I thought you were finished. I was going to say, no, Jonathan's a good friend of mine. In fact, he cooperated with me on when the rabbi that found Messiah. And yeah, that book is amazing.
Yeah.
And take that with my new book, put those two together, and oh my gosh, it'll open your eyes wide open to what's actually happening.
Now, we're talking about these signs and wonders. You know, we've got earthquakes, hurricanes. Al Gore would want us to believe other things here. It's the wisdom of man versus, the truth of God once again. And we're warned and encouraged to not lean on our own understanding. And this is the challenge that we have today in the culture, is there's been a lot of voice given to man because we don't, we don't want to acknowledge God. And we're paying a big price for this. But you mentioned also in a recent article about the super volcano sparks that or super volcano that is sparking doomsday fears. Tell us about that.
Yeah. WND ran a headline article, an exclusive, and they interviewed me to get my thoughts on it because it is in mainstream media. You've got this super volcano phenomena, Yellowstone National Park volcano, but anyway, NASA apparently is getting involved in it now, and they're supposedly, and this is what the report was about coming out of mainstream media, planning on actually trying to somehow quell the possibility of this thing erupting and exploding. And by the way, statistically, and with all the tests done, if the thing does explode, it could cause tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of deaths, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, and so people, and now we're having a rash of tremors and even earthquakes out in that area of the world, and people think it might be tied to the volcano. So NASA's talking about, you know, pumping water into the volcano and all these different things, opening up pathways, doing some drilling, and they're saying, you know, maybe we can cool it down, maybe we can stop it from erupting. And then they said, NASA said, but all that, you know, it could actually set it off. If you start doing this, it could actually make it worse. So I was asked for my opinion, and my opinion is this. Look, I'm a science guy. Even science and technology is used appropriately and in a godly fashion. I'm all for eliminating human disaster, human misery and death and disease and destruction. But on the other hand, we just have to face the cold, hard facts. The Bible says we live in a fallen creation. There are some things we just cannot control. And some things, if we try to control them, we can make them worse. We can actually bring our own demise. So the point I tried to make in that article, just here very quickly, is that, look, let's just keep our eyes on the Lord. Let's get on with life. If there's some technological way we can alleviate disease and death and destruction, then let's look at those things together. But technology is not our savior. Jesus Christ is our savior.
Amen.
He is coming again. The whole earth, hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, floods, they've been around forever. But the Bible says in the last days that there will be an increase in these things because the earth, even the earth itself, knows that the Lord is on his way back.
Well, you know, things get so crazy, Carl. You know, you go back and you look back in history, and, you know, what did they do when things were erupting? I mean, they start throwing virgins into the volcano.
Or children.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. But that's the wisdom of man, right?
Well, it's demonic. Yeah, we get caught up in the demonic when doing that, yeah.
Right, without a doubt. Well, I also wanted to get your read on, of course, the huge controversy of the NFL. I mean, they are just absolutely destroying their brand. And I think that the rest of the public is still, even though 85% are saying, look, we want you to honor the flag.
Yeah.
You know, we expect people still to honor the flag. And which is quite encouraging to me, because when you consider, Carl, you know, probably about 1% of today's population participates in the military. And if you look at first responders and police and those other institutions that honor the flag and all that it represents, you might be able to get up to 2% maybe.
Yeah.
And so 98%, somewhere in there, 95-98%, do not have a direct relationship with the flag, other than, you know, they get it. They understand that it represents patriotism. It underscores our history, good, bad, and ugly. But it is our history. And when you consider how God has blessed this country, the things that we've affected, you know, if we're that bad, why are people, you know, Scott says, why are people clamoring to get in?
Oh, yeah. We're the only nation on the planet that has ever had a population border crisis of millions, millions, millions of people trying to bust down our walls to get in. Most nations have walls to keep people inside from leaving. We have walls to try to slow down the influx. The whole world would come to our shores if we just opened them up and said, okay, everybody's welcome, y'all come.
Yeah. Right.
The whole world would be here, you know, with a few exceptions, of course. I'm being a little using hyperbole, but truly. And so that's sure the fact. Now, the problem with the NFL deal is this. Look, it's just the left is just riddled with hypocrisy, blatant hypocrisy. They're trying to make it about racism and cops. And, I mean, look at the statistics on all of that. We don't have time to go into it. But cops don't get up in the morning and say, I'm going to go try to kill a black person. Nobody does that. I mean, if they do, we get rid of those kind of cops. But the bottom line is, this is going to hurt the NFL. It is hurting the NFL. 16% of all the players and coaches are the only ones doing this, taking a knee. But it's having an impact.
Without a doubt. Well, Carl, we got to leave it right there. Where can people go for more information on Carl Gallup's?
CarlGallup.com. Thank you.
Just like that. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The rules of business are changing, and women entrepreneurs are at the forefront of the transformation. According to the 2017 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, more than two-thirds of female entrepreneurs believe women will match or exceed men in holding C-suite or executive roles. Furthermore, a majority of women entrepreneurs believe women will achieve pay equality with men over the next two decades and anticipate that paid maternity leave policies will expand into at least 25 states. Sharon Miller, head of small business, Bank of America.
As I meet with women entrepreneurs across the country, I'm constantly struck by their unwavering resilience and optimism. These women are working for a brighter future, one that includes equal pay, work-life balance, and greater support for their families. Their insights about equality in the workplace bode incredibly well for the entire small business community.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
The America, as always, great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. Any questions, whatever you're thinking about, let me know. Bill at Bill Martinez Live. Just about most whatever you're thinking about. You know what I mean. It's National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and this reminds us that all digital citizens that work online, that check things online, that you should double check your safety and security, and that because it is a shared global responsibility, and it kicks off October the 1st, and this year there are stronger global focus. There is a stronger global focus on cybersecurity, because it's in the news all the time. Well, the Department of Homeland Security and the National Cybersecurity Alliance co-founded and now lead, called NCSAM, right? NCSAM, is that right, Michael?
Yeah, that's correct. The National Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
Yes,
I am.
And it is a massive global effort to educate millions of Internet users about the importance of online safety and security. Everyone has a role to play in promoting a safer, more secure, and trusted Internet. And here to talk to us about is Michael Kaiser. You've already heard his voice. He is the Executive Director of the National Cybersecurity Alliance and Princess Young Program Lead for National Awareness Programs in the Cybersecurity Education and Awareness. Michael and Princess, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you.
were great.
We're great.
Well, good to have you here. So tell us about National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, the theme for this year, Michael, if you would.
Yeah, so the theme is our shared responsibility, which really speaks to that no matter where you are when you're using the Internet, you have a role to play in being safer and more secure online and to doing the basic things that everybody needs to do to ensure your online safety and security.
Mm-hmm. Princess, why is it a global focus this year?
Well, for a number of reasons. We've really made some strong connections over the past couple years. This is our 14th year commemorating Awareness Month, which is amazing to see how far we've come. But we've been noticing more and more that there's actually a trend of countries across the world that are engaging with us, that are wanting to teach their citizens how to be safer online as well. So it just made natural sense to work together on this issue globally because we're all connected globally. We're a global workforce now. We might have friends, family, colleagues, fellow students, et cetera, that are all over the world. And, you know, we use technology to connect with them. And in a lot of ways, it's a wonderful use, a wonderful way to connect and do business and communicate with everyone. But on the flip side, we also run the risk because cyber criminals are also global. They're not necessarily just in the States. They can be anywhere and they can still affect us here in America. So we realized that this needs to be a global conversation.
Yeah, Michael, and to Prince's point, a lot in the news, of course, most recently with our most recent election, you know, a lot of global hacking. We saw things that were coming out of even North Korea. And so this is an international responsibility, as you explained, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, what the global Internet does is it increases people's reach, right? So cyber criminals can reach across borders to get to people in the United States or any other country. Other groups that want to do us harm, whether it's a nation state or hacktivists, you know, they don't have to be in America to invade our shores. And so we really have to make sure that we're working together with our friends across the globe to secure the systems, to make sure that we can build a trusted Internet across the globe so we can do all the things that we want to do.
Well, Princess, this really has brought the international community to the neighborhood, hasn't it?
It has. I mean, we already felt like the world was getting smaller, but in this way, it's a good conversation to have with our international partners and friends.
Well, what are some simple ways to stay safer and more secure online, Princess?
Sure. If you have time, it's great to go onto our website, either through DHS or NCSA, but going to Stop, Think, Connect. There's a number of tips on there. Some of my favorites are when in doubt, throw it out. If you see that suspicious email, you know, use that intuition and take a look at kind of the legitimacy of that email and trust but verify. And also own your online presence. You know, don't overshare when you don't have to and think about those choices online that you're making and who are seeing those messages. Also, make updates to your software and your platforms as much as you can. We've been talking to folks all throughout the morning, and one individual mentioned how they have like over 100 apps on their phone. Well, you know, do an audit. Look at those apps and kind of say, do I really need this one anymore? Am I over Candy Crush? Okay, maybe I should uninstall for a little bit. Right. But you can go to Stop, Think, Connect for even more tips. So those are just a few.
Yeah, there's some great ideas, Michael. I'm sure that you have some to add yourself that are probably favorites. I know for me, it's almost gotten to the point that if I'm not aware, if I don't know the person that's sending me, that's one thing. Number two is I'm always checking the address to make sure that is a legitimate address. Fortunately, my system throws a lot of that into spam, but every once in a while, one gets by, and you know, they'll use certain things that are really close, like I remember getting caught on one that looked like it came from ABC News, but there was a little different twist at the end that threw up a flag for me.
Yeah, I think, you know, the emails that come through, you know, that this is a main way that the bad guys try to get us to do things that we normally wouldn't do, and that's really a key sign, right? If it's asking you to do something, click on a link or provide information that just doesn't seem right. Trust your instincts here and don't do it. But one of my favorite things, and I think one thing that people really, you know, they did one thing in October to make themselves safer and more secure online. They would turn on what we call stronger multi-factor authentication on their email accounts, which is something more than a password. It could just be text to your phone or some other kind of way of securing your account, because your email is the crown jewel account of your life. Once I own your email, I can go into every other account and reset your password. So, secure, harden up that email, like we like to say, lock down your login, right, and make it more secure is really my favorite tip for the moment for people, because it makes a significant difference.
Exactly. Now, again, you say just to increase the strength of your, you said multi-authentication on your cell phone?
Yeah, strong authentication. Yeah, so strong authentication is just something that's in addition to your login and your password. It comes in different forms. For example, in Gmail now, if you're an Android user, very simply it will just send a screen to your phone that says, did you just try to log into your email from this device? And you just push the button and say yes. And right there you've created, so many additional layers of security over your basic password, which unfortunately for most Americans is not as strong as it should be, but it provides a good deterrent and a good prevention.
Well, we had a government official was using 123456 or something, right, as a password. So, I mean, it gets, we can get kind of lax about this stuff, but seriously, this is important information. As you say, you want to guard it and be smart about it, because you've got the bad guys out there. They're trolling, they're looking around, and just like anything, they're going to break in the house that isn't locked up or doesn't have any security, right?
That's a great analogy. Yeah. Lock that door and lock that phone. Use that layered security just like you would in a home.
Yeah.
Treat your information like money.
Yeah. And Princess, I guess, again, the theme is how do we stay clear of these cyber threats?
I think it is. I mean, we're living in a world where the threats are out there, unfortunately. But if we can just take these simple steps to not be that low-hanging fruit and not to make that information so viewable, we'll do ourselves a great service.
Without a doubt. Well, as we wrap things up here, Michael, where can people find more information about online safety and security?
Yeah, they can go to dhs.gov/stopthinkconnect, staysafeonline.org. /NCSAM, but really join us on social at #cyberware. Come ask your questions under that hashtag on Twitter. We'll be happy to answer them. I'm sure someone else will jump in and join the conversation in October and stay safer online.
Exactly. Michael Kaiser, Executive Director of the National Cybersecurity Alliance, and Princess Young, Program Lead for National Awareness Programs in the Cybersecurity Education and Awareness Branch of the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Cybersecurity and Communications. Princess, Michael, thank you so much for being with us. Great stuff here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, man.
Have a great day. All right.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. People are living longer than ever. The number of 80-year-old Americans will more than double in the next 20 years. And according to a survey commissioned by Welltower, a leader in healthcare real estate, seniors want to age in big cities. Thomas DeRosa, CEO of Welltower.
The 2017 Aging in Cities Survey challenges preconceived ideas and shows that contemporary city dwellers plan to stay put as they age. They want all the amenities that big cities offer, including access to good health care, transportation, cultural experiences, and places to gather with family and friends.
The survey of 3,000 adults in 10 big cities underscores the growing preference toward urban living. It suggests that, in the future, more seniors will choose big cities over traditional suburban retirement communities. 8 out of 10 city dwellers want to make new friends at age 80-plus and believe cities are the best place for relationships. Their top concern is loss of mobility and access to city life. For more information, visit Welltower.com.
Have you ever found yourself at the end of your faith asking, where's God in this? If you've had a crisis of faith, then you'll want to see and bring your friends and family to A Question of Faith. When tragedy strikes three families, their destiny forces them on a converging path to discover God's love, grace, and mercy, as the challenges of their faith could also resurrect their beliefs. What do you do when there's no faith left? Run to see this movie, A Question of Faith, Divided by Loss, United by Faith, in theaters starting Friday, September 29th.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to Instafire.com/radio specials and get yours today. Instafire. Fire in an instant. Instafire.com/radio specials.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
We're talking about the release of the movie on DVD Blu-ray, so it's nothing for me here. Okay, we're coming back.
Every single day, okay. Promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I've got a real treat for you. Last time we talked with Norm Nowitzki was back in March with the release of the movie In Search of Liberty, and we're back here to deja vu one more time, talk about the search for liberty, because it still continues, no doubt about it. And looking forward to this conversation with Norm, who is the producer and director of the movie. And we're here also to inform you that the movie is being released on Blu-ray, DVD, digital HD. Norm, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the movie. We were excited about it back in March and have been. And now that it's going to be available for home viewing more conveniently with Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD, and that's now released and available at all the usual places, right?
Well, we're mainly going to be distributing it on the Internet. And the listeners can go to insearchofliberty.com. InSearchOfLiberty.com, and they have a choice of either getting a Blu-ray or a DVD or a self-mailer, and we give the different little price changes. And, yeah, it's very quick. We ship it out right away, and they're going to love the movie.
Well, Norm, I know your passion and heart has been to kind of fill the void that has been left in the educational process. So much of this current generation, and I would say even previous generations, have either, I know that I was taught, you know, our Constitution quite passionately. I had some great teachers. But like anything, if you don't keep yourself up to, you know, up to speed on everything, you can forget. And, you know, last night we were talking about this assumptive argument, and there's a lot of assumptive argument that's crept into our culture that has moved people away from the values of the Constitution. So it's no wonder that it's, you know, our founding principles have been diluted and compromised to such a point that now we've got increasing numbers of people willing to accept socialism. That is astounding to me.
It is. It's really frightening. And you know, as you had said, you know, the educational system has actually failed us. I studied the Constitution back in college, a little bit in high school. Don't remember much of it. And that was the whole point of my doing this movie, was to bring back in the minds and the hearts of all Americans what the Constitution is, what it is about, the little history behind it. And, you know, we do it in a very visual, simple, fun, entertaining way. And one thing unique about this movie is you can watch the movie, you can be entertained, you can learn, and then you can put the movie in your library. And if, you know, you're sitting around the dinner table or somewhere and you're having a debate about the Constitution, or you hear something on the radio or TV that is something constitutional is not, pull out the movie. We have like a menu and we have like scenes on the, you know, the articles on the amendments. You can click on that one scene. It's 2 minutes. Boom, watch it. And boom, you're educated.
Exactly. And I would say, as I mentioned earlier, it's a good reminder and a refresher. I often encourage the audience of Bill Martinez Live, Norm, to revisit the Constitution several times a year. I mean, you know, take advantage of the days, whether it's, you know, Veterans Day, of course, 4th of July, Memorial Day, any of these dates on the calendar that, you know, come to mind. It should be a reminder, a built-in reminder to reconnect with the Constitution, because it's easy to forget, and especially in light of how the Constitution has been under attack. Because at the very core of the Constitution is the title of your movie, and that's In Search of Liberty. That was the heart of the Founding Fathers. How could we truly be free in such a way that, you know, that God designed us to be free? And here we are, you know, to this day we remain, even though some might argue that the light's a little dim, we're still that light on a shining hill that calls out to the oppressed and says, freedom lives here.
I agree with you 100%, Bill. You know, we all have to be reminded of what, you know, our God-given rights are. And it's you know, laid out in the Bill of Rights. We actually have to know what our government is doing, how they're governing, because they're governing for the people, not for themselves. And unfortunately, that has been sort of the plight of the day for us, because we've had representatives who haven't really followed the Constitution. And this movie, In Search of Liberty, actually, you know, keeps people in the forefront of what their rights and freedoms are. Mm-hmm. And they can get the movie at insearchofliberty.com, insearchofliberty.com. When you are knowledgeable about something, when you have an understanding about something, then you have a strong position. You have a strong stance, and you have a strong voice. And look, you know, this country was built on the idea that it's freedom, liberty, and that freedom and liberty can only be protected if you know what your rights, freedom, and liberty is. And, of course, you have to know the Constitution. Right. So this movie helps to do that in a very fun, simple, exciting, adventurous way. And people can get the movie at insearchofliberty.com, insearchofliberty.com.
Well, Norm, you know, we mentioned rights, and I really... I feel inadequate in being able to get this across to people, but it's a very simple, and might even be a trite saying, but with every right comes responsibility. And our founding fathers understood this. They put the power of the government in the hands of we the people. Now, if we the people drop the ball, there's plenty of political elites like we have today that are willing to pick that ball up and run with it and get us into debt to the tune of $20 trillion, put us into chaos, offer things that seem good on the, you know, on the top line, seems like a good idea, but they do not seem to, you know, run it against the quotient of does this add or take away from liberty? And to me, that is the litmus test of all things that are governmental. And if you look at the government that we have today, there are glaring examples that violate the add and take away proposition of liberty that are encroaching in our government. And healthcare is only one of them right now that we're debating quite heavily. But it's not good enough for you to get a copy of Norm's movie, okay? Because the fact of the matter is, it's we the people. You want to be educated so that you can raise the tides of your neighborhood, of your community. Get activated and engage the community so to where, you know, they're seeing, hey, I want what Norm has. You know, I want what you got. Well, what do you have? You know, well, I've got knowledge. I've exercised my God-given right to have a better understanding of things and about this government. That's our responsibility right now. We have been given this incredible country. It is in our hands, and you cannot blame it on the legislators. You know, they only have so much responsibility. The responsibility belongs to us. We have the government we have today because that's what we voted in, right?
Absolutely. You know, I think the key word there is responsibility. And that responsibility not only goes for us, for individuals, but it actually goes for parents, grandparents, teachers. And that responsibility, again, is to ensure that the next generation and future generations do not lose sight of how we got our freedoms and liberties, what the Founding Fathers had intended for citizens of this country. It's so relevant, and responsibility is such a key factor. And that's why, that's one of the main reasons why we did this movie. We wanted to, again, get the subject of the Constitution in front of the public and to make it, it's almost like a movement. I mean, we have gone so far. I've done a lot of radio interviews. It's been so much excitement. We've done a couple of screenings with standing ovations and enthusiastic claps because people realize, wow, here is a movie. It shows you visually, shows you simply what your rights and liberties are as dictated in the Constitution. Now, yeah, it would be wonderful if we all could just sit down and pull out a pamphlet or go on the internet and read the Constitution, and maybe we should.
Yes.
You know, it's a little, you know, look, the document is not a real complex document, but, you know, the language, that some of the language that was used is back in the that early 19th century. Mm-hmm. So what we've done, we've taken it and we've given the public a visual representation of the Constitution, the article, the amendment, the back sort of a backdrop mm-hmm. of history,
right.
All visually and very entertaining. So again, insearchofliberty.com, insearchofliberty.com.
Now I understand that if they use the passcode Bill, they can get a 10% discount. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yes, I was told that was the case. So for our audience, go to the website, use the passcode Bill, and save 10%. Why not? That's a gift from Norm Nowinski and Bill Martinez Live. Norm, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the movie, and now available on HD and Blu-ray and digital HD as well. Enjoy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully controlled.